Welcome to episode 263 of Teidorigawa Bookmakers. Our bookbinder of the week is, in English, Now Inoue, but in Japanese, it's Inoue Now. She is a bookbinder who has been in competitions in Italy, and she's done well. And she owns a store and school in Japan called Marumizugumi, which can be found at marumizu.net, where she teaches a variety of different activities when it comes to bookbinding, such as working with leather and making book cloth, and sells a variety of different bookbinding equipment. I have taken a class from her. I believe I've taken two classes from her. Marumizu is spelled Marumizu, Marumizu, and she is a good teacher. She's an excellent teacher. She speaks English, so if you're ever in Japan, specifically Tokyo, you can check her out at marumizu.net, or you can look it up on Google at Marumizugumi. Discover what she has. Her website is in English, Chinese, and Japanese, if you would like to check it out. Now, Inoue, our bookbinder of the week. What have I been doing in bookbinding? Well, it's a very productive week. I may have made six books. I have made six books that are A6 in size, which is also called pocketbook in English. A6 in size, and the number of signatures varies between 5 and 6 and 7 and 8 and 9, thereabouts. And the whole purpose of making these is to practice making books, of course, but also to see how quickly I could make books. I wanted to see if I could make a book in less than 3 hours, and I failed, but I did learn that I could make an A6 size book with about 5 or 6 signatures in about 3.5 hours from start to finish, from folding the paper to casing in. And the purpose was to figure out how to get the groove between the spine and the covers more accurately. And I have succeeded in learning how to do that. It took me a while. It took me more than six books. All of these books were made in one day. Sometimes two books were made in one day, as quickly as possible, and they were all used recycled or scrap paper. The text block was scrap paper, the end paper was scrap paper, and the covers were scrap paper. And sometimes the bookboard are scraps, which is why they're A6 and not A4, because I don't have that big of scraps. If they're that big, they're not scraps. It was an educational week for making books. I made a lot of mistakes, but I also learned from those mistakes, and each book got a little bit better, better and better. And I just finished the sixth book, which is 5 signatures, A6 in size, and a scrap paper. And it came out fairly well. The cover is nice, actually. So if you want to see pictures of these, at least of 4 of them, go over to teidorigawabookmakers.podbean.com, and you shall see them. That's what I was doing in bookbinding. In fiction, I wrote a little bit on Molly Bright. I didn't write a lot because I was making books. Let me give you the structure. There's 3 main characters, and each character is introduced with about 10 pages. The first character has been introduced, is 10 pages. Now the second character is being introduced, and that is up to about 8 pages. And the third character has 2 pages, because I'm skipping back and forth. As we learn about these characters, we learn how they meet. So we start at one point, and then the next section goes back before, and then it leads up to that point. So that's going to be hard for me to remember, but that'll work out. So that's what I've been doing in fiction. And as I told you last week, I'm writing a little bit more in-depth for each character. It's something I learned from Tolstoy as I am reading Anna Karenina. Anyway, thanks for dropping by. Thanks for listening. Thanks for listening to me and putting up with me. Hope to see you again soon.